Crystal Bauer sucks. You were just telling us about California weather.
Yeah, yeah. 72 and sunny every day.
Boring.
Kind of
guilty. Come
boring.
Here, never a dull moment. I've got a guitar here that I'm going to pass over to you, and we would love to get you to sign this because we would like to auction it off.
Yeah, I'd love to sign it. Yeah.
And I know you were not here for all the tornadoes and all the mayhem, but
yeah,
you heard about it.
Things, and my dad's kept me updated. And
because a good portion of it was out in your neck of the woods.
Yeah,
there. Genoa
yeah,
got hit.
Right
and,
down the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, yeah, that'd be great if you could sign that, and then we can
then we'll play
make
it.
Some money. Okay. No, we're going to put it in the corner now, Rick.
You're so
and
afraid.
You're not going to get your hands on it.
well. But you did bring your own guitar.
I did.
And we were not aware that you were going to sing for us. If you're in voice, you're welcome to. If
yeah.
not, we
yeah,
understand. It's early.
A song. You
it's
guys,
early.
Want to hear one? And
yeah.
Would you
like to do?
We'd love to do.
Just
we'd love to hear Holy Toledo if it's
original
possible.
Original or cover?
How about Holy Toledo?
I like Holy Toledo.
Yeah,
a
it works
lot.
For us.
Yep.
It's really loud.
Oh, that's
fine.
Cool.
If I can tune it, I thought it was tuned. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let's see if I can do it. It's early in the morning.
Well, I know.
Living life from day to day and reading books from page to page. But I know life is just my stage. And I wish I could, I said I would. I know I should do something good. And my God, I fear I'm shedding tears. The colors change from year to year around here. And I said, how do I get to heaven from here? Well, I want to know, how do I get to heaven from here? Does the time go? My dreads are locked, my watch has stopped, my glass has fallen, my gun is out. How do I redeem my sins? Well, I sure hope St. Peter's gonna let me in. Holy Toledo. Now I've said too much, I'm losing touch. Step on the gas and off the clutch. Oh, we're gonna leave Toledo. Have no fear, well, time goes slow, but I'm shifting gears. And I said, how do I get to heaven from here? To heaven from here. Holy Toledo, where does the time go? My dreads are locked, my watch has stopped, my glass has full, my gun is half cocked. How do I redeem my sins? Well, I sure hope St. Peter's gonna let me in. How do I get to heaven from here?
Oh, yeah. If you ever wondered if she's a real deal, it's early in the morning, and that was live.
It's early.
Oh, wow. Crystal, thank you so much. Every girl out there that sees this interview is going to be so jealous mm-hmm. because you said, oh, I just got up. Don't have on any makeup. How beautiful
girls,
you are.
Don't be afraid.
Oh, no.
Don't be scared to go without makeup.
It's the natural look. It looks
she looks
good.
Great.
Yeah.
She looks good. You were concerned that, oh, I just got out of bed and everything, but a great voice. Mm-hmm. Now, does your voice get better throughout the day? Does it change? Does the timbre change?
If I stay chatty in the morning or if I sing a little bit, it's better.
And that's something most singers
throughout
would know.
Yeah. The first morning voice is not always great.
No, it is this morning.
Thank you.
We've got some questions that people mm-hmm. wanted to ask you. We are on Facebook and an email and stuff, if you don't mind answering.
Actually, I got one here from Facebook. Okay. How many original songs do you have all together, and how old were you when you wrote Don't Leave, which is another great song that we've played, and when we play it, people call right away and go,
where can I get
one?
That?
Did she just do another one?
You guys play that one?
Yeah, it's a great song. Mm. Like it a lot.
It's one of those songs I wrote and never performed again.
I'm just saying, people like it a lot. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't really have an exact number. There's somewhere around 120 songs. I started writing when I was like 9 or 10, so. A few a year.
The video with Don't Leave, I think you're like 13, 14, 15, very young.
No.
No? Could you be a little bit older then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just looked awfully young because
yeah,
we thought,
did.
Wow, how old
maybe
was she?
Maybe 16?
No, that was 2007, 2008.
Okay, all right.
Are we sure we have the title right? We'll check on it.
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah,
Don't Leave.
Okay.
We got to fact check because I think we're talking about two different things.
We may be.
There's
maybe.
A video of a song called Sometimes where I'm 13 that was in Huron.
Is that like Huron? Or the,
yeah,
or the,
that was
yeah.
the
okay.
festival.
Yeah, we've played that too. We played everything we could find by you.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, I have to ask you, what's it like to be on The Tonight Show?
That was pretty cool. Jay was amazing. My son was backstage and Jay comes up and kind of rubs his head into him and makes this funny, like, kind of a barking sound. And as soon as he left the green room, my son was looking for him and making the same sound. And he was just really, really nice. And it was great to be with Ricky Minor and the band again.
Yeah.
It was fun.
I mean, you were on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of us who watched it, we went,
for
oh
years
my gosh,
and years, she's on The Tonight Show.
No, and it was, I'm the same way. I'm like, oh, it's The Tonight. And then being on The Tonight Show is like, gosh,
yeah.
I'm on The Tonight Show.
Yeah. So when you get ready to do the tour, are they going to allow you to sing any original songs? Surely they will hear.
Yeah. Here in Toledo, I think I get to do one, and it'll probably be
Holy Toledo.
Or maybe Greyhead Rockstar.
Oh, okay.
Not really sure what I'm going to do yet, but, next summer when it's my tour and I can do my mm-hmm. own thing, then it'll be all original.
Now, speaking of the gray-haired rock stars, now, are any of those guys going to be able to go into studio with you, or...
I hope so.
Because,
I get to choose musicians.
Good.
Get to pick who I work with, and obviously Frankie May. I've got plans for him. Frankie, if you're listening, which I know you're not because it's too early.
Frankie's sleeping.
Okay. Definitely give all the kickbacks.
So, you start your album when? Or are you already in the works?
It is already in the works.
Okay.
Is that fun?
Yeah, it's cool. Right now we're just kind of waiting on, what producers and figuring out the team of people that we're going to work with. And then from there, it's just get in the studio and record them.
Will there be original songs on that too?
Always.
Okay.
Good. Excellent. Good. So excellent. Do you get to write X number? Do they have a formula for you to follow for this first album? Or can you do whatever?
I'm not really sure what the formula is, but my idea of it is... I write them, and I'll sing them.
Okay.
So you are writing new stuff.
I've started on a couple new songs, cool. Yeah. But a lot of it's going to be pre-idol songs.
Okay. Well, we're okay with that because we've played a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. We have a full band on them, so.
Oh, wow.
That'll be fun.
Excellent.
Now, Holy Toledo, if you record that for the album, will you change it up any? Will it be the version we have always heard? Will you redo it or just use what you've already done?
Probably redo it. Mm-hmm. I've always had an idea of, like, I've heard strings and different things on it.
Thank you. I am a string fanatic. Mm-hmm. All you got to do to win me over is put a cello in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Put a cello in it. Rick.
Low cello.
Go for it. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've had ideas for that that song's arrangements for a long time, and now I have access to the musicians to make it happen. So I'll definitely be re-recording that, and we'll see what other songs end up on the album.
And could you maybe write one Christmas song?
Because she's been after it. She's been talking about Christmas.
We are the Christmas station. We play Christmas music. You know, it seems like we start in July.
Maybe we're starting next month.
But, you know, that seems to be a ticket for people who write a Christmas song. And
writing
it becomes
Christmas songs, that's not easy.
No, I know.
There's
and to get them to be a hit is pretty phenomenal, too. But if anybody could do it, I mean, your writing is phenomenal. It's poetry. It really is. So
I get a lump of coal for Christmas.
No, not this year. Now, back to the tour. Who's the most fun on the tour? Who's the silliest, kind of goofiest, sort of makes everybody laugh?
You know, when Lee and Andrew get together, it's insane.
Okay.
Those boys are crazy together. They keep everybody laughing the whole time.
That's good.
Big Mike's a big goofball. Aaron Kelly, when he drinks Red Bull.
He should be kept away from the Red
Bull. A little too much of it, yeah.
He's so funny. He just bounces off the walls. I mean, everybody, it's just a really fun group.
Do you have a roommate? Do you have to room together? Or
I think you get to have your own space and time.
That's kind of cool.
Now, you haven't done the tour yet, but will Lee come out last? Or have they? Is there an order?
The tour is in the order of elimination on
okay.
the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, oops.
All right. I heard Big Mike is like the, he was a personal trainer, which I don't know if I knew that or not, but he encourages you all to come and do fitness with him, but nobody really takes him up on it.
Yeah, nobody really does.
Not into that, or
yeah, he's always pumping iron or doing push-ups and stuff. And most of the guys actually go to the gym if they can.
So what is your day like?
Well, lately they've been just super busy, and I was trying to pack all my things to come here, and now I'm trying to pack all my things to go there, and.
You'll be living out of a suitcase. How long? How long is the tour?
To the end of September.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay.
We'll be living on a bus, and when we're not in the bus, we'll be in the hotel and playing shows and doing other press stuff. And free time, we'll be flying in and out, probably, to New York or L.A. to see my son. He'll be coming around, and it's going to be a lot of traveling.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, even more questions coming up with Crystal Bowersox live with us on the river at 8:33.